7 minutes past 10. I'm Kara Lawrence. My guests today are two leading jazz lights in both Michigan and elsewhere. I'll let the story unfold. Greg Jaspers, the director of Gold Company, is here, and his special artist that he brought to West Michigan for a concert Friday night, Chico Pinheiro. Nice to have you here.
Thank you, Kara.
Thank you, Kara. Thank you for having us.
The concert is 8 o'clock in Miller Auditorium on Friday night, and you've pulled out all the stops. Did I get that right?
Well, the concert's actually in Dalton Center Recital Hall. Tickets are available at Miller, but...
The Miller box office is where you'll find tickets in advance. Look to find the concert in the Dalton Center. Yeah, okay. Well, forgive me.
No worries.
Off to a great, great, accurate start here. So tell me about your friendship with Chico.
So I first met Chico through his music, and a friend of mine played a track that he had recorded with the great jazz vocalist Diane Reeves. And I asked, who is that? And she said, Chico Pinheiro. So then I told my friend Sarah Gazarek, the jazz singer, about Chico and his music. And she says, oh, I know Chico. So Chico and I met on Facebook, kind of through Sarah. And that's how it all started. And started to correspond. And then when I, you know, wanted to do some arranging, and I started to transcribe this one piece, and I was like, this would be a lot easier if Chico would just send me the lead sheet, because then I could see, you know, what his chords are. And of course, Chico, like most Brazilians I've ever encountered, are incredibly generous and gracious with their music. So he started sending me lead sheets, and I started arranging, and Gold Company started performing and recording. And it just went from there. I finally met him in person in New York last spring. And last year I wrote a grant proposal and to have him here. And he arrived on Monday, so he's here for the whole week.
Do you mostly perform and, I don't know, teach in your home country?
You know, I just moved to New York. It's been like a month, like 11 months. And it's a very different city than my hometown. I miss I'm going back and forth. Like, I go to Brazil pretty often. And I teach there, mostly perform. Like, I perform, teach. And I consider myself a performer, like a... Basically, but I love to teach as well, it's great to be here.
You'll get the mix, you know, working with students here at Western.
Exactly, I love to work with them. Yeah. They're so talented. Like Greg, it has been like doing a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful job with me.
Do you come from a family of musicians?
Actually, not. Both my parents are lawyers, believe it or not, but my mom used to play guitar and piano at home, not professionally, they used to have this kind of like a little concertos at home, there was a lot of musicians around all the time, and I grew up listening to them. Like, I'm self-taught, basically. I started taking it more seriously later on, but when I was 6, 7, I started playing as self-taught.
Did you receive a formal training at some point?
I went to the conservatory in São Paulo, my hometown. Mm-hmm. And after that, I attended Berklee College of Music, which was great. Other than the weather, everything was fine. But the weather, because for a Brazilian, it's very cold. I stayed there for 1 year, 1 year and a half, kind of, and it was wonderful.
Okay, now the music that you perform. My understanding of Brazilian music is based on things like Heitor Villa-Lobos, who came and you know, loved European sounds, but brought the folk music of Brazil into his works. That's Argentina. Piazzolla is Argentinian.
Yeah. But it's kind of related. You're right, it's... In a way, it's very similar to jazz, because we have the African, the European roots, you know, but Brazil, a little bit, there's a lot of rhythms, you know, everything, it's very rich, you know, and each part of Brazil is very different from each other. So you have samba, of course, bossa nova, which is from Rio de Janeiro, But you have Baião, you have other rhythms like a maracatu. We have and it's very particular from a certain place, you know, like it's very interesting, actually. And yes, and I grew up like listening to this kind of music and jazz. I love jazz. Heitor Villa-Lobos is one very, very, you mentioned him, and he's great because he combined all this kind of almost like a folk kind of Brazilian songs with the European. He was very clever, actually, and, yes. And of course a genius, and there's very, very beautiful music there.
But the dance rhythms are, is there still a strong tradition of playing for dancers?
It is, yeah. We say in songwriters, we have like there is a lot of songwriters in Brazil, like a lot of composers. I was talking to a friend the other day, and I miss, you know, like this kind of like, I love melodies, like Greg, we were talking about that, like we love melodies, you know, like a good melody, like a storytellers, you know, like a people that can really, really, you know, like tell a story with a melody. And nowadays it's kind of hard to find, not because people don't do it, because you don't see it, right? Like, but like with YouTube and all this like online access that you have, like I think it's there's a lot of interesting things happening in Brazil and here too and everywhere.
Greg, jump in and tell us, you know, what, where you think Chico stands in the.
Well, I think with a little bit of work, Chico might be able to make something of himself. I'm just kidding. No, Chico, I don't know. It's, you know, it's, I don't feel like I can be that objective, because there's something about the music of his that I heard that immediately just like it made it past all of the normal filters you have, you know, like this is this good and is this technically good and what's the harm? I mean, it just really got to my heart, and literally I think like, you know, I might have been Brazilian in a past life or something like that, but so I just fell in love with his music immediately. It is virtuosic, and I do think that Chico is definitely one of the most significant Brazilian and jazz voices around today, and it's very much, you can, you know, it seems to me, as in as little as I know, really based in, you know, the tradition of Brazilian music, but leaning forward and really, like, you know, at the same time really fresh new sounds, new forms, new rhythms, new feels, and then it just seems to soar, like you know, the we were talking yesterday, we keep coming back to the idea of melody, and even when you're improvising, creating melody. But so while his music to me is, when you first hear it, you're like, this is incredibly difficult, but then when you start to sing it, you realize how it is so melodic, and there's something very natural about that. So yeah.
Would you introduce a piece of music that we might hear Friday night in the Dalton Center?
I would be happy to. This is, as I learned last night, we say Arabesca, and it's actually one of Chico's pieces that I just did a little vocal arrangement of as well. So Gold Company will be joining Chico on this on Friday night.
Original music by Chico Pinheiro. That is a piece called Arabesque, and it's on the program Friday night. And even better, I have Chico and Greg Jaspers here in the studio at WMUK here to preview the concert, which is at 8 o'clock Friday night in the Dalton Center Recital Hall. I'm still getting a handle, I'll just admit, Chico, about all of your activities? Because it says here, guitar and voice, so you have two solo instruments. And then it's also your music that has caught on, not only, you know, with your own projects, but other people are adapting and arranging pieces you wrote. Was it your idea first to just simply make albums and get your the music in your head, you know, in on an album?
That's a very interesting question, very tricky, actually. You know, I think, you know, I've heard from a friend something that is very true. Like, it's if you say that you just play for yourself and you don't want your music to be heard, it's not true. Like, we always want our music to be heard.
You
want
to share it.
You know what you want? Yeah, yeah, of course, like, to be shared. And I think nowadays we have all these, like, tools, and we have the internet to do that. So it's very fast in a way. Like, back in the day, like, we used to have albums, but it wasn't the same. So it's very interesting and surprising how fast your music can go around, like, nowadays. So this is... I found out, like, talking about Minzer, like, I got a message from him on MySpace, which is, like, used to be MySpace, and my musician kind of, yeah, telling me that somebody, like, gave him an album, and he heard, like, it would never be possible, like, in, like, 10 years, you know, like, ago. So this is really cool about, like, this, all these tools that we have, like, to connect people,
yes,
like, in a way. So I think, I don't know what's going to happen. Nobody knows. But I mean, I don't know even if we're going to still making albums or just like, a tracks for YouTube, mm-hmm, like people, they want to see you, not just hear you. Like, and nowadays they want to see you. Like, so everybody's doing videos, you know, this kind of stuff. I'm kind of getting started with that, you know, like, I'm like, I just did a video. And I think it's very interesting to be able to share, like, that fast and with that many people, you know, like, what do you think, Greg?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, just in how I met you, you know, mm-hmm, and how this whole thing came together. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, the more I think, you know, in listening to your stories about how you met Diane Reeves and the more that you do, in Chico's case, I would say, the more you put your music out there, the more people want to be a part of it, and it all begets more activity and more collaboration. And mm-hmm, so I'm not remembering actually when, you know, you were at Berkeley for a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Was there something that took you away, like a recording or a gig or like?
No, I finished as soon as I graduated. I
just
went
got
home.
Out of Dodge.
I went back to
sunshine.
To the summer in Brazil. Yeah, to the Brazilian summer. No, yeah. As soon as I went back, I remember it was winter. In fact, like I graduated, I think it was in September, something like that. And then in November, I went back to Brazil, but I wanted to stay more. I wanted to move to New York and just like a. For the OPT, and I end up like going to Brazil and staying there. But yeah, I mean, that was a very, very, very nice experience to be in touch with, because it's different. Like online, it's like internet is great, but like to play with people, like we are doing it now.
Right. You end up, those people become the people you follow and are around for the rest of your career.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's what I hear a lot about Berkeley, is that, you know, people who are really at the top of their craft, and of course Chico is and was, like, sometimes their education there gets cut short because somebody takes them out on the road, like on a tour or something like that. So you went back to Brazil and started to record then.
I started to record. Yeah, I did my first album just after Berkeley. It was great. But in Berkeley, I met like many people, like Antonio Sanchez. We used to play together, the drummer, and Nat Cohen and Miguel Zenon. There was people from everywhere there. And we used to jam a lot, like every night, like crazy. That was very important, you know, like, because it was the time that I felt more Brazilian, you know, like I felt like that I had something different to share, you know, like, because in Brazil, of course, everybody plays Brazilian music, like most of my friends at least. And at Berkeley, like I found out like that my music, the music, my heritage, like, had something that people loved, you know, like, and that was really, really wonderful, you know, like, to be able to share all these stories, you know, about Villa-Lobos, about Jobim.
Well, and you had to think more about it. It wasn't
exactly
just this automatic, oh, let's all play Brazilian music. It's more like you actually had to realize all the parts that create the sound.
But one very important thing to say is that everything, the most important things that happened in my career was like kind of by chance, like casual, you know, nothing that I planned to, you know, like that was planned in the way that like, okay, like a Placido, Diane Reeves, Bob Minter, I didn't plan anything. So like I have to do this and that. You have to be prepared. We just talked about that. Like the opportunity will come, you know, like for you,
right,
or the opportunities, hopefully. You have to be prepared for that. Like if you're not prepared, like it's not going to work. It's not going to happen, you know, like, so if you're prepared and if you love your craft, like everything is going to be fine. You just have to have an opportunity to show what you like to do, you know.
And you like to say yes when something surprising happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. Always.
But be prepared somehow. I don't know.
Yeah.
So my guest, if you just tuned in, is Chico Pinheiro and Greg Jaspers, the director of Gold Company. And together they're going to put on an amazing show for the audience on Friday night at 8 o'clock in the Dalton Center Recital Hall. Would you describe a little bit what you're planning, Greg?
Well, yeah, it's actually Chico's concert is the kickoff of the Gold Company Vocal Jazz Invitational. So
it's a whole weekend.
It's a whole weekend of vocal jazz and fun. But Chico's concert is really looking more and more like one of our Jazz Masters concerts, where we involve a bunch of the students in the jazz department here. So we have the University Jazz Orchestra playing a couple numbers. We've got the Advanced Jazz Ensemble playing a couple numbers. And actually, in keeping with their tradition, they have arranged some of Chico's music for themselves and him. And the Western Jazz Quartet is going to play a little bit with Chico, and Gold Company is going to sing and play. And it's looking like I might even sing a little bit with Chico. We were working on it last night in my living room.
It's always a good idea.
And my puppy Shaka seemed to like it, so I think, you know.
I love it.
Wow, my pets really don't care for practicing
she loves
at all.
It. It's amazing. Really love it.
So that's the concert on Friday night, and then Sheik has also decided to stick around and sit in a little bit on Saturday night with just Gold Company. So yeah.
You said that you're focusing on performing these days. How often do you get to perform now that you've moved to New York?
Kind of often, you know, like a couple of months. A year, fairly. It's good. It's been good. But moving to New York, I was talking to Greg, haven't changed that much because I was working here a lot. But being in New York is great. It's great because, first of all, it's a great hub. Like, you can go anywhere. It's kind of like Brazil is far away from everything. Like, like it's kind of far, you know, like if you go to Japan, it's like 24 hours flying. Like, everything, like in Brazil, it's kind of South America in general. But I perform, but I love to compose. Now I'm kind of like, I'm considering myself a composer that play the guitar sometimes. It varies, you know, like sometimes I'm composing a lot and I like to do that. Sometimes I'm just performing.
It's actually pretty hard to stick to one thing all the time. Having a few things to rotate between allows more creativity to kind of grow in the parts you're not focusing on sometimes.
Yeah. For instance, like yesterday, I was listening to the Gold Company singing, and I was kind of almost nearly in tears because it was so beautiful. And I was like, wow, you know, like that's really beautiful. Like the arrangements that Greg really was spectacular, like wonderful. And
now you want to write for that.
Yeah, so exactly. You know,
we will accept anything you want to write for us, Chico.
Yeah, makes you want to write more, you know, like, and that's really like inspiring, you know, like really inspiring.
Yeah, we have limited rehearsal. And yesterday we were supposed to be playing the music and I look over, how come I don't hear Chico? Well, he put his guitar down and he has his phone up and he's videotaping the rehearsal while it's going on.
Yeah, it was.
It's like, well, I guess that's a good sign if he feels comfortable enough to videotape instead of.
Is that how you use your ear as a composer? You get a sound in your head and in your mind and kind of think about it. As you.
Mm-hmm. And I normally I compose a lot on the piano, which I don't play that well because I think as a guitar player, like as it's my instrument, so you have all these mannerisms of the instrument. Hmm. So when you compose in an instrument that you don't like a really master, like you have to use your ears, right? Like necessarily. So that's why I do like I normally compose on the piano, and find like a songs that it mostly are in my head, not in my hands, you know, like.
There's a great story about Stephen Sondheim, who composes away from the piano because he has a very poor left-hand technique. It's boom, chick, boom, chick, boom, chick. And he tries not to compose at his instrument because he would end up with a very predictable sound.
That's the next step. Mm-hmm. Like, with any, like, just like, there's a lot of, the composer used to do like that, like a Bach, all this, they could like just write with no instruments, but that's the next level.
Mm-hmm. Well, shall we hear another piece?
Sure.
What do you suggest, Gray?
Well, why don't we do the why don't we play the Gold Company recording, Umfilma?
Oh, would you introduce? What does that stand for, Umfilma?
The film.
Umfilmi, the film, the film. It's a.
Shiku gave us the whole translation yesterday, which I was very sketchy on, and he filled in the spaces. But it's really a song that he wrote about a friend who was going to meet a girl after corresponding online for months and feeling like he was in love, but not knowing if it was really going to be the real deal. And they met at a dance hall in Brazil, and she was already there dancing, and he was overcome, and now they're married. So it's a real love story.
That's the Gold Company, and it's a brand new recording. My guest here today is director Greg Jaspers, along with the guest artist featured in Friday night's concert, Chico Pinheiro. And Greg, when is this new recording going to hit the stands, as they say?
Well, maybe it's going to be a little bit, I think, because I'm trying to record a little bit every year so that every generation of Gold Company gets to be in the studio. If you record every 3 or 4 years, then that's 2 or 3 years in the middle where those students don't get to be in the recording studio. And then not only do you have to try to make music come to life, but you have to teach them about the recording studio and that experience. So, yeah, we're going to start spreading it out a little bit each year, and maybe every 3 years release a new project. So this is the beginning of the next one. We did about 4 songs right before the holidays to get started.
I'm beginning to get a feel for what you like to do, Chico, which is combine many different layers of interest within a piece, which if you listen carefully, you realize is actually really hard to achieve. But there's an easiness and a freeness to the melodies. It doesn't sound like you're working really hard or sweating.
Thank you. That's the idea, exactly. You know, like I always feel that music, it has to be, you know, like intuitive in a way. Like it doesn't matter how hard it is, because it is hard to sing that song. I know. But as we were talking about, like, it seems to be easy, you know, like, to your ears. And that's the most important thing, you know, like, you're singing for people. And when they dig it, you know, like, it was okay, I know what's going on. And they touch them somehow, that's the main goal, you know, for all of us, you know, artists.
They were singing in Portuguese?
Yeah.
In that recording? Would you tell us again a little of what you wrote as the lyrics, how they might...
Actually, it was based on a friend's, like, a true story. It's a real story. They, as Greg was saying, like, he's a friend of mine that met this girl online. And they've been talking for months, like, texting each other. And all of a sudden, it's the big day, you know, they're going to meet for the first time. So yeah, his heart is almost like stopping, you know, and he's very, and he called me and told me the whole story. I had no idea till that day. And I was really touched about this story and said, man, really, you're going to meet this girl? Like, after how many months? He said, like, 6 months. We've been like corresponding each other. And I don't know what's going to happen. No, I don't know even if she's real or not. and then he goes to this dance place and he sees her like dancing, and it was the most beautiful thing he ever seen, like he ever saw, like he told me that. And I wrote about this story. That's yeah.
And there's a happy ending.
They're married. Yeah, they're married right now.
Wonderful. Again, the concert is Friday night at 8 o'clock in the Dalton Center Recital Hall. Tickets available at the door or through the Miller Auditorium box office. Online, that's milleroditorium.com. And by phone, you can call 387-2300. Gold Company just sounds amazing, Greg. And they have so much to worry about besides the song. They're working in concert with each other. They have much amplification issues to consider. Mm-hmm. Microphone technique, listening to everyone else in the ensemble.
Mm-hmm.
I would think that you could practice 8 hours a day and still it would be...
It would never be enough. No, it does. Yeah, every time I think we might have a break coming up, it's going to be, so Miller show is done, and all of a sudden it's we've got to get ready for Shiku, and they're working incredibly hard, but the payoff here was yesterday at the end of rehearsal. I stepped out of the room, and when I came back in, Shiku was standing there with all of them circling around him, just asking questions and talking. And, you know, those moments are really important, because then the students realize and experience, you know, why they've been working so hard. And Shiku could not have gotten here soon enough, you know, to put that next blast of wind in the sails, you know, to get them more excited about the music, and also for us to realize the new tempos. Like yesterday, you know, we've been rehearsing this other piece at, you know, quarter note equals 104, and yesterday I'm like, Shiku, how fast do you want this to go? And he's like, don't, get in. I'm like, okay, that's 120. So, you know, we're you know, burning up the tempos here. So, you know, the kids got to step up to the plate. But they are working really hard, but they love the music. So that's the most important thing.
When you are evaluating a new student coming into the School of Music, you hear where they're at right then,
mm-hmm.
but then you have to do this impossible calculation of this plus hard work might get us here.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen, you're 4 years?
I'm in my fourth year, yeah.
In your position here. Is it becoming more easier for you to take those chances and to really trust your intuition on how students will develop under your care?
Yeah, that's a great. I don't think that it's easier. I don't know if it will ever be easy for, you know, because you're looking for so many different things, like you said, And you can't really know how hard anybody's going to work. I mean, they can tell you how hard they're going to work, but that doesn't really matter what they say. And,
and life happens.
Yeah, and life happens. I mean, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on in the lives of these students. But, you know, one thing I've started to do, which I don't know if this is good or not, and don't tell my bosses, but I've started to, you know, just use a little scare tactics. Not really scare tactics, but I say, you know, if the people who go to school here work incredibly hard, and if that's not, if you don't find hard work to be energizing, then this is not the place for you. You know, if you are looking at vocal jazz or the jazz program or the School of Music just because, you know, you really like music, well, this is not the place for you. If you can't do anything, I mean, if you don't know anything else you would rather do, and to roll up your sleeves and to just immerse yourself in this music 24/7, if that is energizing and life-giving to you, then you should apply, you know? I think there are a lot of places to go to school for music, but if you're going to be successful in this community here, then it does come with a lot of hard work, you know? And that doesn't mean that our students don't get tired or need a break now and again. But then, you know, when someone like Shiku comes, or George Garzon was just here, and you know, the guest artists that come in, they really energize the student body and remind them about why they're here and why they love this music and just how hip Kalamazoo is. So,
and maybe that also speaks to how the alumna and alumni of Gold Company, they feel that connection their entire lives to this music and to the students they came up with.
Yeah. I was just in Minneapolis at the American Choral Directors Association International Conference, and we did a panel discussion really centering around the legacy of Steve Zagree, and it was four Gold Company alums just talking about what we learned from Steve and now what we are doing in our own programs. We had Kate Reed from the University of Miami, Jamie Hsu from Fullerton College in California, and Tim Brent at Ryder College out in Princeton, all different kinds of programs, but talking about that camaraderie, what we learned, what the life lessons were, what the music lessons were, and what we're passing on to our students, and the fact that we look out for each other, you know? I mean, I wouldn't know Shiku if I hadn't been asked to teach at Jennifer Barnes Vocal Jazz Camp at University of North Texas, because it was down there that Rosanna, you know, played the recording of Shiku for me. So it's, I think one thing for our students to keep in mind all the time is that every action leads to something else. And Sheik and I were talking this morning about, you want that to open a door, not close a door. You want whatever action you do to open a door and make somebody want to engage with you further, rather than be like, okay, it seems like that's not going to be a connection, you know? So yeah, it's a great community.
Shiku, what do you think you might take away from a couple of days here on campus and working with these students?
You know, it's been it's been 2 days, but it's been amazing, you know, like so far already. You know, I love, like, it's a pleasure and an honor, because it is a really wonderful group. I mean, what Greg is doing is really remarkable. You know, like, it's not easy. We know that, but we are musicians, so we know we know how hard it is to achieve what he's achieving with this group and at the university. I've been teaching many places, and I can tell, like, it's hard work. They're doing their homework. I can tell that. And this is thanks to Greg. I'm not saying that because he's here, but he's here, so he can hear. I'm saying it live and on the radio. But I mean, it's very touching. And as he was saying, it pays off. You know, it's hard to be a musician. Like, it's hard to be it's a very, very demanding profession, because you have to work hard every day. You know, there's not a day that I don't practice, like, at least like a bit. Like, you have to keep it going, you know, like, you have to keep yourself improving. And it's a very, very, it's a hard work. So when you come to a place like when I came here and I hear, you know, like, all these people singing the music so beautifully, you know, like so beautifully and with such passion, you know, like I know that, you know, like everything, it's worth it, you know, like all your work, the work that you've been doing pays off.
Remember what it was like to be in college and getting all of the assignments and constant stretching of yourself, but you also know that it's going to pay off if they keep at it.
And more than that, you remember why you became a musician, you know, why you choose that profession, you know, like a, you know, like and it's really like a, so as Greg was saying, like it makes you, like it inspires you and makes you like it very, and it puts you some energy to keep going, you know, like no matter what, you know. So they're really great.
When you use your voice, are you accompanying yourself generally? When you've recorded songs and on your albums?
Most of the time, yeah. I started singing very late, actually. Like, I remember I was recording my second album, which is called Chico Pinheiro, and the record company, like, made me actually sing, like, you know, I did, because it, like, the company is from a very famous composer in Brazil called Francis Haim, who wrote like many songs with Chico Buarque, like a very heavy composers, and they told me, Chico, you know, like you are a composer, you are a songwriter, you know, like your songs are, you have to sing your songs because it's different. It doesn't matter. I don't consider myself a singer, you know, like a weak, there is this expression in Spanish, which I love it, which is cantautor. Like the person that sings his or her own songs, like, I don't consider myself an interpreter in the sense of like a singing standards, this kind of, but I like Greg, like a wonderful interpreter, like a wonderful singer, you know, like, I agree with them, you know, like when you sing your own stuff, like it doesn't matter if you don't have like the perfect technique, but it sounds more, you know, like it's true. That's that's what you meant to be with the song. So when I hear like the composer singing, like if Jobim is not like a singer, or some of my favorite singers, they're not singers, you know, they're cantautores.
Yeah.
And I love to do that.
Bob Dylan,
yeah. I know.
I was just wondering. I wasn't sure what to expect Friday night.
Paul Simon.
Will your voice combine with Gold Company at points? Or?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I mean, they're perfect, like by themselves, you know. Like, but Greg wants me to sing some stuff again. Like, look, you have to sing. I say, okay, of course, I do. I'll do it.
It's a vocal festival, Chico.
Yeah, it's a vocal festival. You gotta sing. I say, there's so many singers. Nobody gotta sing. No, I love to sing. Like, yeah.
Now as a listener to Chico singing, I have the same feeling of, I didn't, you know, when I heard him sing the first time, I wasn't like, that's not a trained vocalist. And I would never phrase that way. There was something, you know, you have that real resonating feeling of hearing the connection of him and his voice to his music. And so it just, you know, just goes right past all of the scrutiny kind of thing, you know? So that's why I think it's important for you to, you know, free to sing, and now you've said it on the air, Chico, so now you have to sing on Friday night.
Do you set other people's poetry to music, or do you write your own?
But most of the time, like I write my own stuff, like, but I love to put melody on poetry, like I did there like a couple of times, and I love it. It's really, really nice.
We actually have a piece here, if you want to listen to any of it, called Sin.
Sin.
And that is the lyrics of somebody that Chico collaborates with named Sergio Santos. So that's something that he set to music.
Let's remind listeners that the concert where you can see Chico live is 8 o'clock on Friday night and in the Dalton Center Recital Hall. It's part of the Gold Company Vocal Jazz Invitational, which continues into Saturday. With further performances?
Yeah, the visiting groups will perform all day on Saturday, and then Gold Company will close out the festival on Saturday night at 8 o'clock in the recital hall.
Thank you.
That's just gorgeous. Will you have any recordings available at the concert?
In fact, I will have it, a couple of records, like a three or four. And I almost forgot, but Greg reminded me, bring CDs, and I brought it.
Good. The concert is 8 o'clock on Friday night, and we're just 3 minutes away from the NPR newscast, so we need to wrap it up. Anything we've forgotten to tell people? What else can we say about the concert?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, if you're within a 100-mile radius, you don't want to miss it. I think it's just amazing that Chico Pinheiro has come all the way from Sao Paulo, Brazil, via New York City to Kalamazoo, Michigan, and this is definitely a once in a. Well, I hope it's not a once in a lifetime. We'll have to get you back, but at the, you know, it's I'm just watching students light up as he plays and shares his music and teaches, and this concert on Friday night in collaboration with our amazing students here at Western is going to be sensational, I think.
We also have to mention to all of the, you know, instrumentalists and guitar fanciers out there that Chico is an incredible guitarist. What kind of guitar do you use?
I use a Benedetto. It's like a arch top, handmade from Savannah. Bob Benedetto is one of the it's incredible instrument. I love it. And I use like a Brazilian acoustic nylon string guitar, that my main instruments. I love that those guitars are incredible.
All right. So that's your other voice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What else do we have to mention?
Well, we can. We've got one more piece. I think we should listen to a little bit of this, is because it's going to feature. The concert is also going to feature the University Jazz Orchestra. So this is an arrangement. We talked about Chico's collaborations and how jazz luminaries from around the world are realizing what an amazing gift and talent Chico is, and composer. And so this is a piece that Bob Mintzer, the saxophone player in the Yellow Jackets and amazing composer and arranger himself, heard and wanted to do an arrangement of. Chico pronounces the title much better than I do. What's this piece about?
It's Irrequieto, which means restless. It's the title of the tune. He did an amazing arrangement.
So and you've done an amazing job here on live radio on WMUK.
<You did it. laughs> Thank you very much for having us here.
Thank you very much, Kara, for coming. And again, the concert's 8 o'clock Friday night. Full details at milleraudatorium.com. The concert's in the Dalton Center Recital Hall, with tickets available at the door for the Gold Company Vocal Jazz Invitational, which continues into Saturday with performances all day and a final evening performance. You'll find it also on the School of Music website, wmich.edu/music. Thank you, Chico, and thank you, Greg.
Thank you.
Thank you.